he embodies what we're all about. I believe it happened summer of second quarter when we went out there to look at him, and for him to then come back into the game and then for it to turn out to be what it was is remarkable. Remarkable toughness, remarkable commitment to the team.
Sean McDermott on Tyrell Shavers, who will not be with the Bills rest of the way. Torn ACL that happened, according to McDermott, in the first half of the game on Sunday. So, now what? The saga continues. Do we look at other teams, rosters? Well, one team has done that with one of the names we talked about yesterday. As like, all right, like we're in the room or something with a big whiteboard. Put the names up there. Let's see who's available and who's a fit. Trent Sherfield to the Patriots. Practice squad edition.
Right. He was a name. There was a guy that had been at UB for a bit.
Was that KJ Osborne.
Osborne. I don't remember seeing this Wilkerson's name on that list, but I think that's their move. Yeah, I talking to Sale just now. I don't know that they'll go grab they could, I suppose, because I think they'll have room. Because eventually, I think they'll get around to maybe adding both of these guys. Hardman's on the practice squad too. So is Steven Gosnell. I haven't really thought about
who
him.
Is that?
That's
again?
Not a name. He was the guy that I liked to be a star on Hard Knocks. But it didn't really materialize. He had like a minute on Hard Knocks, but he's been here all year.
But it was a good minute.
It was a good minute, yeah.
Okay.
But they've got Hardman, and they've got Wilkerson. They're going to have spots available at that position specifically on the roster with Davis and Shavers having their seasons be ended now. So that seems like if you want five receivers going into a game, which is the normal number, I think they maybe have used six once or twice all year.
It's kind of the minimum.
Right.
Right? Five?
Right. But Samuel's in that mix too. So I think they'll add two receivers. And maybe then go add another guy on the practice squad as the weeks unfold here. But I think for right now, they've got their guys. Like, it's just a matter of when they get moved to the roster. And Samuel figures into that too, obviously. If he proves that he's worth bringing off IR, then maybe that leaves one of these other guys on the outside, Hardman or
Wilkerson.
God, I don't know. I want to just keep calling him a different name. Wilkerson. Thank you. Yes.
James Jesperson.
Wilkerson.
James Jesperson.
I can do it. But he's a guy that was here in camp too, Wilkerson. So okay. Some familiarity. So not a complete
Doug
stranger.
Wilkerson? You know, what an opportunity for Coleman.
Yeah.
I don't care how many meetings I've missed. You got to play me, buddy. What a... You know, talent has a voice in these conversations, and now they're so thin that it's – I mean, Coleman played last week, but no Palmer either against Jacksonville. Like, you know, what a – you might have thought Coleman was down so bad with the Bills that he was just not coming back. They're signing anybody and playing them over him. They're giving Coleman week 18 and putting Brandon Cooks in a suite. So – maybe it was like, this is over. Well, it's not anymore because he played last week and he contributed almost as much as any other receiver not named Shakir. I mean, Cooks had a big catch late, but Coleman had a...
Coleman had the same catch. He had a 36-yard right. catch, just like Cooks had a 36-yard catch that set them up for a touchdown.
That's all I'm saying. He had a play.
Same thing.
And now it's that much more serious, and it's the second round. So if Coleman can sort of... get right. He might be all the way back.
If he contributes, maybe everything else that's I would think all the drama, missed meetings, and all the stuff maybe just gets pushed to the side, and he carves out a role here. I really thought the way the season had been going. And I don't say this completely just off the wall. I think they were going to be done with him. And I think if they had a healthy complement of guys, they very well may have been. But now you're right. He has to play. And not only that, he's the guy most capable of doing some of what Davis and Shavers were doing for them. Not on special teams, but in the run game, blocking. And if he can show out on that stuff and make a couple of plays, it's a redemption story. It's like the first chapter of a redemption story. Because I really think he was in trouble moving forward. I mean, he's young enough. I don't know if the Bills would have gotten a day three pick for him or something, but I think they would have tried to move him in the summer. And now maybe they won't if he, you know, again, writes a different ending to the season.
It's hard to trade the Super Bowl MVP for a fifth the year after he wins the award.
That's right.
Kevin is with us. Hello.
Hi, gents. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
Perfect. Love the show. I've called a couple times. It's about Joe Brady getting a little tight in certain situations, like didn't really like the series last year and that loss they had. But I mean, the more I'm thinking about it, I'm like, what does he have to work with? Like, he's got, you know, a really good back and a good O-line, but I mean, he's resorting to screens because I like Shavers and Gabe Davis are ultimately practice squad receivers. They're good practice squad receivers, but like, look where we're at. Like, we're relying on Brandon Cooks, and it's just, you know, it makes me think of that call he had when he called in on the morning show, and it was like he has no defense now. Like, he didn't have any sort of backup plan. I'm sure he didn't expect Keon to underperform, and Josh Palmer couldn't stay on the field, but like, he didn't draft any receivers the seventh round. I forget what his name was.
But,
like, this is really kind of an indictment on Bean, and it's kind of unfortunate. Landon Jackson was a pick pretty early, and he's not even on the field. Like, we got Deion Walker, great pick. But other than that, like, he had his full capability to draft something in last year's draft and maybe sign someone beyond Josh Palmer. Like, his quote is, guys, we signed Josh Palmer. It's kind of a running joke in our friend group. But, you know, look at where we're at. It's just crazy. And even in Jacksonville, the game there, everything looked so hard to Allen. And he's throwing prayers almost to Cooks. So, you know, I don't want to harp on the receiver too much, but he had no backup plan because, you know, ultimately Gabe Davis and Shavers were practice squad receivers and we're relying on them. So, you know, we just need a better, you know, plan moving ahead at this position. It looks a whole lot harder without the likes of Diggs and Davis in his prime. So that's all I got, fellas, and I appreciate your time.
Okay, thanks. It's all been said, right? It's all been said. In Bean's defense, if I may dare to offer a point in his defense, and I've said this every time, like, at least he doesn't sit still. And Cooks is an example of that, because if he really were as defiant as fans who call us often make it sound, well, you know, I'm good. No backup plan means what exactly? I've already got Josh Palmer and Coleman and Shakir, et cetera, so I don't need to worry about it. But he hasn't acted like that. I mean, they've still gone. Elijah Moore happened the very day of that phone call. And, you know, didn't work out. Hardman was a name in the league. So was Cooks. At least you got to give them that they have gone after just...
Right,
they've made their dart throws. It's not like it's... No backup plan, to me, sounds like they didn't do that. And now here they go into the divisional round, and Brandon Cooks is very relevant. And they only have him because Bean wasn't with his feet on the desk smoking a cigar. He was like, well, we still need more. And that's Amari Cooper last year, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, it is, especially when you consider, I think, largely what those signings are met with from the fan base. It's like, how desperate are you? Well, I'm desperate, and he's willing to tell you that. Which takes something, right? I mean, you're not so prideful that you can get over yourself to the extent that I need a guy. I got a problem. Yes, it's of my making, but I got to try to solve it. And so you keep trying. And I was, you know, riding around on Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving, running errands. I hear about Brandon Cooks, and I'm laughing. And now he's like the most important guy on the team. So, you know, joke's on me. Yeah, I mean, in the span of a week, I mean, they knew Palmer was hurt, but the move to IR was, you know, just happened last week. In the span of a week, they've lost three of their top five receivers for the year.
Including Palmer, yeah.
So, you know, I hear you. Like, it's been a sticking point with the fan base all year long. There's only so much the man can do. A backup plan to what? You know what the backup plan is? The backup plan is the name of the guy who I keep forgetting, and Hardman. That's your backup plan. I mean, those are at least bodies. They're people here. They're not going to be playing offensive tackles at receiver. Wilkerson.
Yes.
I can do it.
Just think of the ad. That's all you got to do.
What ad? I'm sorry. I'm not sure I know what you mean.
Well, I'll tell you later.
Okay. I guess so. Sorry.
Who is the Bills Wilkerson? Christian?
Yes.
Christian Wilkerson. Okay. Southeast Missouri State, age 29. Belated happy birthday. Played for the Patriots and the Raiders. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. More of your calls coming up. This is WGR.